National Rural News.
Brave and exciting are the two words the Australian Meat Processor Corporation is using to describe the rollout of DEXA carcass measurement technology. Its board has signed off on Meat and Livestock Australia's request to support and jointly fund the $150 million project. I caught up with Chief Executive Peter Rizzo to find out more.
Unprecedented, really, in the sense of the research and development industry for the agricultural sector, but also particularly for the red meat industry sector. The whole industry's come together for what's, probably the opportunity for the great leap forward, objective carcass measurement and support for the industry all coming together for the sector. So it is very exciting.
Tell me, this money that you'll be providing along with MLA for the accelerated rollout, how quickly is it going to take to roll out this technology?
We wouldn't want you to think that it's sort of tomorrow type of issues, but for, in the natural understanding and a rollout for an industry like ours, this will probably happen over the next couple of years. The money that will be made available is really making it the really exciting thing that it's for makes the technology available for whole of industry, and it will be essentially be available to be rolled out over the next couple of years.
On money, what's the split between the two?
We actually are going to have a piece of budgeting and survey work done to find out exactly, because we're in the industry is not 100% clear of the exact number of plants and the timings of when they want to commit. So now that we've made the decision that the whole industry is behind the sector and we essentially have the funding for what would be loosely referred to now as the $150 million commitment, we will now have the hard work starts of finding out exactly how much money specifically.
What else was decided upon on Tuesday?
There were two other key things. One was the support for the budgeting to be done, and that would sort of really, set in stone the amounts or the specific quantities. And the second thing was that the board approved the rollout of the CT technology, which would be the calibration technology, which would be administered by AusMeat, which would sort of give a standardised approach to the outcomes of the DEXA units across the whole sector. So, the exciting thing for us will be the data and understanding of what that data does for the whole of industry. So you can appreciate that, in that sense, it starts to bring in the exciting, digital revolution for the red meat industry, and that includes our very important export sectors as much as our domestic market as well.
The initial reaction from processors, what have you heard from them since?
We're fortunate to have a representative board of some of the major processors, and there's been some very good task forces pulled together to help facilitate this. And I think everybody is very excited about the benefits that will come from this particular OCM technology. And it probably has two key areas which we'll originally benefit from. One is the feedback to the producer for the over-the-hook sales about the carcass composition, particularly looking at things like lean meat yield. The second benefit will be for the processing sector, where it helps them in the early stages of automating some of their boning room techniques. So that technology will help to set up cutting lines for the automated boning room equipment, some of the robotics that you would expect that come out of that would be programmed to be able to make the appropriate cuts of the carcass in a more efficient way.
APMC Chief Executive Peter Rizzo speaking on the decision to jointly fund the rollout of DEXA with Meat and Livestock Australia. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.